Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Avraham Goldar and Tanim Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud, the 11th Perek Chelek. The Zichu Mesechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ches Amun Aleph taught that Adas Korach, the congregation of Korach, has no share in Olam Haba. The Gemara contrasts the wife of Ben Pelas, who convinced him not to join the rebellion, with Korach's wife, who instigated him to rebel. It concludes, Hachmas Nashim Ban Sabesa, the wise among women builds her house, refers to Esha's Ben Pelas, and Ve'ivels Biyadea Terasena, but the foolish one destroys it with her hands, refers to Esha's Korach. The Gemara describes the exalted status of Korach's followers as miyuchadim shebe'eda, distinguished people in the congregation, who knew how to be ma'abra years and established months, and were renowned worldwide. Reish Lakish says that Korach's incredible wealth led to his downfall. The leather keys alone to Korach's treasure houses were the load of 300 white mules. He had discovered a third of Yosef's vast wealth. Korach's sons didn't die, but a place was set for them high up in Gehenim, on which they sit and say Shira. And Amor relates being shown the spot and hearing them calling, Moshe v'suraso emes v'hem b'daim. Moshe and his Torah are true, and they, meaning we, are liars. Point number two, the mission discusses the Dor HaMidbar, and a Brice elaborates. Rabbi Kiva says, Dor HaMidbar ein lehem chelek olam haba. The generation in the desert has no share in olam haba. As the Pasuk says, B'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. In this desert they will perish, and there they will die. The second phrase including olam haba. Rabbi Eliezer says they do come to Olam Haba, as the Pasuk says, Isfuli chaside korse brisi alei zavach, gather to me my pious ones who seal my covenant through sacrifice. Rabbi Shub ben Karcha says this Pasuk refers to later generations, such as Rabbi Kiva and his colleagues who sacrificed their lives for the sake of teaching Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Kiva abandoned his usual generosity, as we'll see later. He could have proven they have a share in Olam Haba because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he would save the people of Yerushalayim through the merit of the Dor HaMidbar. Lechdech acharei b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. I remember you're following me in the desert in an unsown land. If others come to Olam Haba in their merit, certainly they themselves will merit Olam Haba. And point number three, in the next mission, Rabbi Kiva says, Aser Seshvatim Einan Asin Lachzor. The 10 Shvatim are not destined to return from Galus. As the Pasuk says, Vayashrichem el Eretz Acheres Ki Yom Hazeh, and he threw them to another land as this very day. Ma Yom Holech Veino Chozer, just as the day goes and never returns, the Aser Seshvatim will also not return. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and darshans, Ma Yom Mafil Meir, just as the day darkens and later becomes light, Af Aser Seshvatim Sha'afela Hen Kach, so too the 10 Shvatim for whom it's dark, Asidah Ha'ir Lahem, the future will become light for them. Abraisa quotes Rabbi Shimon saying that if their actions are like this day, meaning they do not repent, they will not return, but if they repent, they will return. Rebbe says they'll come to Olam Haba because the Pasuk says, Uvalu ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur. Those lost in Ashur will come, referring to the Aseres HaShvatim exiled in Ashur. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shavta Rabbi Kiva chasiduse. Rabbi Kiva abandoned his usual generosity because he didn't quote another Pasuk which strongly indicates they will return. Rabbi Kiva's generosity is demonstrated from his saying, in disagreement with Rabbi Gamliel, that the minor children of Rishayim will come to Olam Haba. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph taught that Adas Korach, the congregation of Korach, has no share in Olam Haba. The Gemara contrasts the wife of Ben Pelas, who convinced him not to join the rebellion, with Korach's wife, who instigated him to rebel. It concludes, Hachmas Nashim Ban Sabesa, the wise among women builds her house, refers to Esha's Ben Pelas, and Ve'ivels Biyadea Terasena, but the foolish one destroys it with her hands, refers to Esha's Korach. The Gemara describes the exalted status of Korach's followers as miyuchadim shebe'eda, distinguished people in the congregation, who knew how to be ma'abra years and established months, and were renowned worldwide. Reish Lakish says that Korach's incredible wealth led to his downfall. The leather keys alone to Korach's treasure houses were the load of 300 white mules. He had discovered a third of Yosef's vast wealth. Korach's sons didn't die, but a place was set for them high up in Gehenim, on which they sit and say Shira. And Amor relates being shown the spot and hearing them calling, Moshe v'suraso emes v'hem b'daim. Moshe and his Torah are true, and they, meaning we, are liars. Point number two, the mission discusses the Dor HaMidbar, and a Brice elaborates. Rabbi Kiva says, Dor HaMidbar ein lehem chelek olam haba. The generation in the desert has no share in Olam Haba. As the Pasuk says, B'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. In this desert they will perish, and there they will die. The second phrase including Olam Haba. Eliezer says they do come to Olam Haba, as the pasuk says, "Isfuli chaside korse brisi alezavach." Gather to me my pious ones who seal my covenant through sacrifice. Rabbi Shub ben Karcha says this pasuk refers to later generations, such as Rabbi Kiva and his colleagues who sacrificed their lives for the sake of teaching Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Kiva abandoned his usual generosity, as we'll see later. He could have proven they have a share in Olam Haba because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he would save the people of Yerushalayim through the merit of the Dor HaMidbar. Lechdech Acharei BeMidbar BeEretz Lo Zeruah. I remember you're following me in the desert in an unsown land. If others come to Olam Haba in their merit, certainly they themselves will merit Olam Haba. And point number three, the next mission, Rabbi Kiva says, Aser Seshvatim Einan Asin Lachzor. The 10 Shvatim are not destined to return from Galus. As the Pasuk says, Vayashrichem El Eretz Acheres Ki Yom Hazeh, and he threw them to another land as this very day. Mayom Holech Veino Chozer, just as the day goes and never returns, the Aser Seshvatim will also not return. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and darshans, Mayom Mafil Meir, just as the day darkens and later becomes light, Af Aser Seshvatim Sha'afela Hen Kach, so too the 10 Shvatim for whom it's dark, Asidah Ha'ir Lahem, the future will become light for them. Abraisa quotes Rabbi Shimon saying that if their actions are like this day, meaning they do not repent, they will not return, but if they repent, they will return. Rebbe says they'll come to Olam Haba because the pasuk says Uvalu ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur. Those lost in Ashur will come, referring to the Aseres HaShvatim exiled in Ashur. Rabbi Yochanan says Shavta Rabbi Kiva chasiduse. Rabbi Kiva abandoned his usual generosity because he didn't quote another pasuk which strongly indicates they will return. Rabbi Kiva's generosity is demonstrated from his saying in disagreement with Rabbi Gamliel that the minor children of Rishayim will come to Olam Haba. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Kuf Yud, and our standard Siman is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. When the jealous, wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key was swallowed up by the earth, leaving behind donkeys with bags of leather keys, people in the desert started to worry that they would not get Olam Haba until a member of the 10 lost tribes returned from Galus and assured them that they would. Once again, slow motion. When the jealous, wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key, that must be a Daf Kuf Yud. When the jealous, wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key was swallowed up by the earth, leaving behind donkeys with bags of leather keys, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ches Amun Alef taught that Adas Korach, the congregation of Korach, has no share in Olam Haba. Reish Lakish says that Korach's incredible wealth led to his downfall. The leather keys alone to Korach's treasure houses were the load of 300 white mules. He had discovered a third of Yosef's vast wealth. So when the jealous, wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key was swallowed up by the earth, leaving behind donkeys with bags of leather keys, people in the desert started to worry that they would not get Olam Haba, which reminds us the Gemara brings a Malchokas of the Dor HaMidbar have a share in Olam Haba. So when the jealous, wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key was swallowed up by the earth, leaving behind donkeys with bags of leather keys, people in the desert started to worry that they would not get Olam Haba, until a member of the 10 lost tribes returned from Galus and assured them that they would, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas if the Aseres HaShvatim will return from Galus. So once again, when the jealous wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key was swallowed up by the earth, leaving behind donkeys with bags of leather keys, people in the desert started to worry that they would not get Olam Haba, until a member of the 10 lost tribes returned from Galus and assured them that they would. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Siman Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking a fine line, a fine cove. So here goes. The non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope. Tightrope? That must be on Daf Kuf Vav. The non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Bilam's advice in the incident of Benos Moav. He told them that the Jews' God is Sonei Zima, he hates immorality, and the Jews desire linen clothing. They set up tents, selling linen garments with an older harlot outside and a younger one inside, and the younger one offered a lower price. Eventually, they were ensnared to sin with idolatry and immorality with them. Bilam was eventually killed during a war with Midian where he had gone to collect payment for his services. He was killed with all four Mises Basin. So the non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up was delighted when he noticed one Talmud Chacham warning Torah while speaking Lashon Hara, which reminds Gemara describes how Kodesh Baruch Hu rebuked Doeg. He said, when you reach the sections of murderers and those who speak Lashon Hara, Ma Tadorish Bahem, what will you expound about them since you're guilty of both? That pasuk continues, and bear my covenant on your mouth, teaching that Doeg's Torah study was only Safa Lochutz, from the lips outward, but he didn't internalize its teachings. So the non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold, that he suggested be set up, was delighted when he noticed one Talmud Chacham learning Torah while speaking Lashon Hora, while two others were asking questions about a tower floating in the air, when, Rachmana Liba, boy, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami said that Dogen Achitovel asked 400 questions about Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir, a tower which floats in the air, and not one was resolved. Rava said, Rabus Limiba, boy, is it greatness to merely ask profound questions of Torah without personal righteousness? El Kodesh Baruch Hu Liba, boy. Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a person's heart, meaning his piety, more than a scholarship, as the Pasuk says, V'Hashem Yireh Lelevav. Hashem sees into the heart. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the Siman Daf Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous. Couscous? That must be more Daf Kuf Zayin. The king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that David HaMelech wanted to be tested like the Avos so he could be included in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and then tells how he stumbled with Bathsheba. So the king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates in the mention of his name, which reminds us, Gemara relates how David HaMelech was forgiven for his sin in stages, but was completely forgiven, as evidenced by Shlomo HaMelech only being able to open the gates of the base of Migdash by the mention of David's name. So the king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that didn't belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates at the mention of his name, and was surprised to see the couscous chef suddenly push out a waiter with both hands for accepting a gift from a satisfied customer, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Gehazi, the third hediot, with no share in Olam Haba. Elisha, his teacher, went to Damascus to bring Gehazi back in tshuva, but Gehazi responded, "You taught me, achote umachne esorabim, one who sins and causes the masses to sin, ema speak miyado asos tshuva, is not given the opportunity to repent." The Gemara provides several versions of how Gehazi caused others to sin. A brisa states, "Lomte et small doch v'yamin makareves." Always the left hand should push away, but the right should bring near to encourage the person to return. Unlike Elisha, shadachav hole Gehazi b'shtei yadayim, who pushed Gehazi away with both hands because of the incident with Naaman, who Elisha cured from tzaras. Daf kuf ches. So the simmer daf kuf ches is a pickpocket. So here goes. The pickpockets, pickpockets. That must be learned daf kuf ches. Kach, take. The pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous groups of people who have no share in Olam Haba and begins, Dor HaMabo Ein Lehem Chelak Olam Haba. The generation of the flood have no share in Olam Haba. Vein Omdim Bedin, nor will they stand in judgment. Rav Yochanan says, Borei Kama Gadol Kocha Shel Chamas. Come and see how great is the power, meaning the impact of robbery. For although the Dor HaMabo transgressed everything, Lenechtam Alem Gzardinam Ad Shepashni Yedehem Begazel. The decree of their judgment was not sealed upon them until they reached their hand in stealing. So the pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, caught sight of a teva gliding above the waters where a tzaddik in his generation stood at the helm, which reminds us, the pasuk says about Noach, Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorosav. Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. Rav Yochanan says, bedorosav lo bedoros acherim. In his generation he was considered perfectly righteous, but in other generations he would not have been considered perfectly righteous. Reish Lakish says, bedorosav kol shekem bedoros acherim. He was even righteous in his wicked generation, and certainly he would have been righteous in other generations. So the pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, caught sight of a teva gliding above the waters where a tzaddik in his generation stood at the helm, gently releasing a dove into the sky after the raven stubbornly refused to leave. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Oreb's winning argument on why it as a tummy animal should not be sent out, and what the Yon expressed by bringing back the plucked olive leaf. Kuftes. So the Siman Dove Kuftes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Gamzu Atova Hatzalah member threw syringes and bandages from his kit. Hatzalah, kit? That must be on Daf Kuftes. The Gamzu Atova Hatzalah member threw syringes and bandages from his kit, which miraculously turned into ambulances and first aid drones, which reminds the Gemara relates about Nachum Ish Gamzu and his miraculous dirt, with which Avram defeated the four kings, which became swords and arrows when thrown. So the Gamzu Atova Hatzalah member threw syringes and bandages from his kit, which miraculously turned into ambulances and first aid drones, which flew over crowds near a tower, scattering in confusion, which reminds us, we learn about the Dor HaFlaga. Rabbi Yirmiyah says there were three groups with different goals in building the tower, and each was punished accordingly. One group intended to live at the top of the tower, and they were dispersed around the world. Another intended the tower for waging war against people, and they became apes, ruchos, shadim, and lilin. And the third group intended the tower for Avodah Zorah, and Kosh Baruch Hu confused their languages so they could not understand each other. So the Gamzu HaTov HaTzal member threw syringes and bandages from his kit, which miraculously turned into ambulances and first aid drones, which flew over crowds near a tower, scattering in confusion, to help a guest at a local inn who was horrified to find that his legs had been cut off while lying in a Mita Stom, which reminds that the Anshei Stom also do not get a chelik and Olam Haba. We learn why they were against people coming through their city, their corrupt justice system, and how they had a bed for guests, and the guest's legs would be either cut off or stretched to fit him to the bed. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which did they learn that the Anshei Stom do not get a chelik and Olam Haba? And we learned about the Mita Stom, that's on Daf Kuftas. Good. Number two, which Daf did we learn that Mitok Shalolishma, Balishma, that's on Daf Kufhei. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn about Kodesh Baruch Hu's rebuke to Doeg, that he learns Torah and speaks Lashon Hara, that's on Daf Kuvav. Good. Number four, which stuff do you learn about the Orev's argument on why it should not be sent out of the Teva, that's on Daf Kuvches. Good. Number five, which stuff do you learn about if the Aseres HaShvatim will return from Galus, that's on Daf Kufyud. Good. Number six, which stuff they learned about Bilam's advice to set up tents and sell linen as a way to harm Klal Yisrael, that's on Daf Kuvav. Good. Number seven, which stuff they learned about Nachum Ish Gamzu and his miraculous dirt, that's on Daf Kuftes. Good. Number eight, which stuff they learned that it was Korach's great wealth that led to his rebellion, that's on Daf Kufyud. Good. Number nine, which daf do melchuk is whether non-Jews will get Olam Haba, that's on daf Kufhei. Good. And number 10, which daf do melchuk is if the Dor HaMidbar will get Olam Haba, that's on daf Kufyud. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.